been 3 weeks since Hurricane Maria struck Puerto Rico, but the recovery there has been incredibly slow. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hurricane relief is still a big need, even if it seems that we're kind of out of the woods. More on that coming up, as well as a ministry growing through some exciting growth spurts. More on that in just a moment. But first, it's been about a month since Hurricane Maria struck Puerto Rico. But today, nearly 90% of the island is still without power. Puerto Rico took a direct hit from the Category 5 hurricane, and their major power lines over the central mountain region were lost.
All of that infrastructure was torn to pieces. I mean, the big, big power lines look like dental floss. So you have 3.5, 3.6 million American citizens with no power, no water, no communications, no cell phone, no internet, and everything's dark.
That's Omar Hayato, and he's the president and CEO of Elan Insurance Group, partnered with Christian Aid Mission to transport desperately needed generators, water filtration systems, and solar-powered chargers to Puerto Rico. It's all being distributed through the local churches in the country.
That's the only way we want to do it, because we can be more effective by getting to the highest need people in the community. They don't have to be part of the local church, but local churches are a wonderful distribution network because they're part of the community, right? So we empower them, we source them.
So right now, it's less about recovery and more about survival. If you'd like to walk alongside Christian Aid Mission, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Next, around the world, God is penetrating even the most hostile hearts. World Mission is one organization supporting those on the front lines, distributing audio Bibles known as The Treasure, and, when needed, humanitarian aid. World Mission's Jerry Smith explains.
If they just went in evangelizing, they have no inroads, they have no, even as nationals, they won't have any credibility. But when they come and bring the village aid and they're not asking anything in return, generally speaking, the elders will not only permit the treasures to be distributed and even Jesus films, but they'll actually welcome it.
That doesn't mean the work is easy. Anti-conversion laws in Nepal, for example, are forcing World Mission to be more circumspect in their work. Smith asks that you keep praying for their national partners, as they often face difficult decisions.
The thing that we're praying the most, of course, we know who to pray for specifically, is really for our national partners, that they continue to have favor, that God watches over and protects them, that He guides and directs them, that they have the resources necessary, because these are men and women that are in the thick of things that we can't even imagine, and yet they're going boldly and walking straight into them, and they have a passion for the gospel and for the people.
And finally, FMI has some exciting changes coming up, and some of them could involve you. FMI's Bruce Allen shares.
The number of our church planters are increasing, the number of the ministry sites are increasing. We were trusting the Lord this year for opportunities to plant 17 new churches. Well, already by last month, this year, we have 42 new ministry sites.
FMI has kept its U.S. staff lean to ensure that ministry had the funds for overseas partners. Previously, it had just one employee stateside, and that's the executive international director, as the foundation for overseas partners.
Because of what is happening, the growth that God is allowing in the number of new churches being planted, the number of people coming to place their faith in Jesus Christ, we need to give a very strong foundation to that. So our board has recognized that we need to expand here locally in the U.S. as well.
But now, FMI needs to hire for two new positions, an executive assistant and a manager of capital development. Allen's encouraging listeners to apply. Plus, there's no need to move, as these jobs can be done from anywhere in the U.S. if you can connect to the web. Pray for the right people to apply and that these positions would be filled soon. Get the details on this story and more when you go to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering the free ebook called Finishing the Task. It chronicles the lives of 9 Native missionaries working in some of the most dangerous places on earth. The stories bring to life what it means to take the good news of the Savior to every tongue, tribe, and nation. For your free copy, click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.